Welcome to Witness Wednesday. I'm your host, Pastor Mark Wood, with the LCMS Office of National Mission. Our topic today is targeted witnessing. Targeted witnessing may sound a little ominous, but we don't mean by that we're targeting people, but instead that we're approaching people with a particular target in mind. So in targeted witnessing, we want to start with, you know, understanding what the target is, understanding what we're aiming for when we go out and share the gospel of Jesus Christ with people. And so effective witnessing of Jesus involves understanding how to engage a person, to understand what their interests are, what needs they have, the ways that they process concepts, because everybody's interests, needs, and ways of processing concepts are different. There are three targeted areas that we want to talk about today: the head, the heart, and the hands. And each one of these represents a target area that enables you to speak to people, to the things that concern them, that they're concerned about, and how they process concepts, concerns, and desires. Let's start with targeting the head. When we target the head, we engage people on a cognitive level. This usually involves telling them some proof text from the Bible or discussing doctrine or maybe even using logic to convince them. It's really focusing on truth. Now, while some people argue against the idea that we should even be targeting the head, that we should be focusing on the truth in a postmodern age when people don't seem to be as interested in truth as they have been in the past, there's certainly a place for targeting the head. If you know a person who enjoys intellectual discussion, who likes wrestling with the difficulties of the truth of the scriptures, who is focused on truth, who likes to have these kind of discussions with people, by all means, target the head. Share the texts. Use apologetics. Wrestle with them intellectually. Let the truth of God be aimed right at their head so that they can hear of Jesus. Of course, not everybody is that way. Some people don't want to have those intellectual, cerebral discussions. Some people are not interested at all in proof texts or deep theological or philosophical discussion. You can convince them that the Bible is reliable and it's truth, and they still say, well, I don't care. That's not important to me. If you keep targeting a person in the head who feels that way, you're not going to get very far. Instead, you need to look elsewhere. And our second target area is the heart. Now, targeting the heart means engaging people on more of an emotional level in order to address a real need through God's Word. God's Word is still our witness. Our goal, our desire, is to share God's Word with people. So whether we're targeting the head or we're targeting the heart, we're still attempting to bring God's Word to that person in a way that it connects with them, that they can receive it and hear it and take it to heart. So what the focus is when we're targeting the heart is really on a person's hope. We live in a time where many people live without any kind of hope. They think, well, life is just the way it is. It is what it is a common saying among us. We can't do anything about it. We're at the mercy of our circumstances. We don't have hope. Life is just going to run its course, and then I die, and then there's nothing. And so when we start engaging people at a heart level, we're engaging them in a way that focuses on bringing them hope. And of course, the only hope there is the hope of Jesus Christ. And so we're looking for ways to bring the hope of Jesus to those who will engage us at a heart level. So we have some people that we can target at the head with truth. We have some people we can target the heart by engaging them on a more of an emotional level. And then there are those people that we target their hands. Targeting the hands means engaging people on a very practical level by including them in an activity or a cause that interests them. With the end goal is that we would expose them to God's Word. The focus is on purpose. Many people in our world live without a real sense of purpose. They may be concerned about causes. They may have a sense of mercy or justice, but they don't really see that they have a purpose in this life, and they're looking for a purpose. But how can they have purpose when they don't know Christ? How can they have purpose when they've been taught that they are the result of millions of years of evolution, that random chance produced them, and that they were born into this world with no particular purpose other than to produce and consume and to die? As they go through this life, whatever they do in this life really ends up meaning nothing. They can do the best they can while they're alive, but they're going to die one day. And when they die, they'll return to nothing. So everything they really do will be forgotten. It will not amount to anything. With very few exceptions, people's impact in the world will be limited and temporary. So they live without purpose. They come from nothing. They go to nothing. And in between, nothing matters. So we have a real opportunity in our postmodern world where people live with this depressing, hopeless situation by targeting their hands. They may not listen to us about truth. They may have found some way of reconciling their hope and finding hope in things of this world. But if they're still left without purpose, we still have a way to reach them by targeting their hands. Well, there's a lot that could be said about targeted witnessing. You give example after example of targeting the head, the hands, or the heart and specific circumstances, and that may be helpful if you run into those specific circumstances. But let's back off and look at it in the terms of law and gospel. Because law and gospel speak to the targeted areas of witnessing. They speak to the head, speak to the hands, and they speak to the heart of people. And they speak to convict and to heal. If you target a non-receptive area in a person's life, like if you're targeting a head for somebody who really is looking for purpose, the law may have little impact, and they may see no clear need for the gospel. So targeted witnessing works in conjunction with law and gospel. As we bring God's word to people in law and gospel, if we're aiming for the right target, we'll see that it really connects. For people who were trying to focus on the truth of God's word, when law comes to them, to those people who were targeting it ahead, we're bringing the law in a way that will convince them that they have the wrong understanding about God and man and life. Whereas they've put other things in the place of God's truth. They've embraced a truth that's not truth at all. And the law of God and the working of the Holy Spirit through the word of the law convinces those people they're wrong, that they are idolatrous. They've put other gods in place of the true God. They've embraced a false teaching that is not truth at all. And then the gospel, as we bring it to people and we target the head, enables them to embrace God's word as truth and to know that they have life through his word. Truth is very powerful if we bring it to someone who is interested in truth. If we target the head, if we target another area, they may dismiss it as irrelevant, unimportant, not interesting to them. That doesn't mean it is irrelevant. It doesn't mean it isn't important, but we can't make it interesting to them if we're targeting the wrong thing. So target the head with truth. The law and gospel speak to that truth. Law and gospel also speaks to those people that we target at the heart level. Remember, these are the people who are seeking hope. And when the law comes to those people at the heart level, people who don't know Christ and don't have the hope of Christ, it creates a sense of despair over the things in which they've trusted in place of God. Now here we see the basic problem of the world. God has revealed himself, yet people have embraced created things instead of the creator himself. They are idolaters, and they put their hope in the false gods that they've created. And all sorts of false gods abound. There's all sorts of idols in our world. Those idols offer hope, but can't deliver on that hope. So when the law of God comes to someone and it's targeted at their heart, and they're a person whose heart is open because they're searching for hope, it creates that sense of despair. Then the gospel comes and ensures the person that trusting in God is fully sufficient for meeting all of their needs and brings them peace in all of their circumstances. In other words, the gospel brings them hope. No matter what's going on in our life, no matter what's going on in the world, the gospel assures us that we have hope, that we have the hope of Jesus Christ. It speaks to our hearts. Law and gospel also speak to those who are seeking purpose. When we target their hands, and when we target their hands with the word of the law, it convicts them of using what God has entrusted to them in selfish ways and for self-centered reasons. And there's so much of that in our world, especially in our American culture. People who have taken this tremendous blessings that God has poured out into their lives, this great wealth that we all enjoy, and we have used it in selfish ways and for self-centered reasons. It's no wonder people don't have a sense of purpose when all they do is live their life to produce and consume. So they can produce more, so they can consume more in this endless cycle of purposelessness. When the law speaks to the purpose, when the law speaks to those whose hands we've targeted, it will convict them of that selfishness, of that self-centeredness. But then the gospel also speaks to those whom we target their hands, those who are looking for purpose. It shows them that God has gifted them for his specific purposes, and it moves them to respond in love and faith by serving others with that which God has entrusted to them. It moves them, as believers in Jesus, to make use of what God has entrusted to them for the good of others. It really empowers and enables them to be the steward servants that God has created them to be. It's given them purpose, head, hands, and heart. These are the three areas of our targeted witnessing, but they're all interrelated. It's not as if we're saved only in our head, or we're saved only in our heart, or we're saved only at our hands. we're saved as a whole. But how we approach a person can make all the difference whether they're open and receptive or they turn away from us and won't listen. So the point of targeted witnessing isn't to save people in part or to only give them part of the story of Jesus. No, the purpose of targeted witnessing is to find a starting point, a place where we can begin with someone, to connect with them so they are receptive and listening. Of course, it's the Holy Spirit who alone works faith in people. In targeted witnessing, we're staying open to the Spirit, looking for Him to guide us to that point of connection, to see where do we begin with a person? Do we begin with the head and focus on truth? Do we begin at the heart level and focus on hope? Or do we begin with the hands and focus on purpose? Head, heart, and hands. Truth, hope, and purpose. These are the target areas of our witness. May the Holy Spirit lead and guide you to be an effective witness of Jesus Christ as you share the love, joy, and peace of Jesus with people through targeted witness. Amen.